So beginning by taking a few moments just to settle into a comfortable sitting position. One where you can be relaxed and alert. Upright and at ease. Beginning by simply sitting and knowing that you're sitting. So even with the eyes closed, you know that you're sitting, not standing or lying down. Getting that felt sense of the body sitting, supported by the ground beneath your feet and your legs. Inviting the weight of the body to settle just a little more fully into that support. Feeling the contact of the ground beneath your feet, your legs. And the contact of the sitting bones with the cushion or the bench or the chair. Letting the lower half of the body settle into a stable base, connected with the ground, the earth beneath you. And then from this stable base, inviting the spine to emerge just a little more upright, just a little straighter and taller. Without becoming rigid, just letting the spine naturally straighten. And the head come into balance at the top of the spine. So finding this balanced sitting position where you can be relaxed and alert, upright, and at ease. And as we invite the body and the heart and the mind into this quality of ease, we might first notice those areas of the body where there perhaps isn't so much ease. Areas of the body where we tend to habitually store tension. So taking some time now just to tune into the body, to bring awareness to those parts of the body that there often is some tension or tightness. Beginning at the top of the head, the brow, the forehead. And taking a moment just to notice Is there perhaps a slight frown here? And inviting that frown to soften. Any tension or tightness in this area to release, to relax. Seeing if the forehead can become softened and smooth. And in the same way, bringing awareness to the eyes now. Noticing how often, even with the eyes closed, there can be a sense of looking or searching. Taking a moment to notice if the eyelids are clamped tightly shut. And if some of the small muscles around the eyes are tight. And inviting this tension to soften, release, relax. And then moving the attention further down the face to the mouth. Taking a moment to notice if the lips are clamped tightly shut, if the teeth are pressed hard together, if the jaw is clamped. Perhaps even opening the jaw, wiggling the jaw, and then gently closing the mouth and letting the lips just rest lightly together. Inviting any sense of tension or holding tightness here to soften and release. And if some residual tension remains, that's okay. This is how it is right now. And then moving the awareness further down the body to the shoulders. And again, taking a moment just to notice. How are the shoulders right now? Are they up towards the ears? Or hunched forward? Or pushed back? Taking a moment to roll the shoulders. Inviting any tension in the shoulders. Just to soften and release. And seeing if the shoulders can settle into a little more softness and ease. And then letting the awareness float down both arms through the elbows and the wrists to the hands. Taking a moment to check in with the hands and to notice if there's any sense of gripping or holding. And again, you might just wiggle the fingers and stretch the hands. And then bringing them back to a position where they can be relaxed and at ease. And then bringing the awareness back to the shoulders for a moment. And then connecting with the upper torso and the chest, the heart center. Taking a moment just to check in and notice. If there's any sense of tightness or contraction in the region of the chest. And noticing too how with every out-breath there's a natural sense of softening and releasing as the air leaves the body. So letting the softening of the out-breath be a support for releasing any tension in the upper chest. And then letting the awareness move further down the torso through the abdomen and the belly. Again, at times we might notice a sense of stiffening or tightness, feeling of being braced in some way. And gently inviting a sense of releasing and relaxing. To whatever extent feels natural. And then in the same way, moving further down now to the buttocks, the hips, and the large muscles in the upper legs. Sometimes here there can be a sense of tightening or holding, bracing or resisting. Inviting whatever tension can be softened to soften, release. Relax. And then moving the awareness down through the knees, the calves, the ankles, to the feet, the toes. Sometimes even here there can be a slight sense of gripping or curling of the toes. Perhaps wiggling the toes. Inviting them to move and to release any tension here that can be released. And then returning the awareness now to that felt sense of the whole body sitting. And noticing if there's just a little more ease. A little more sense of relaxation, of softening, releasing, coming to ease. And staying connected to this sense of ease, inviting the awareness now to connect with the experience of breathing. Beginning with just the simple knowing that you're breathing in and knowing that you're breathing out. Not trying to change the breath in any way, but connecting with the physical sensations of the breath as it comes into the body and leaves the body, wherever those sensations are clearest for you. Inviting the attention to rest there, lightly, knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out. Whenever you notice that the attention has moved away from the breath, which it will, with a smile you can simply begin again, gently inviting the awareness back to knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.